Hello and welcome to another episode of The Philosophy Guy, and hello to longtime friends and new friends. So at first I wasn't going to use this episode idea in my main feed, and as you probably can tell from the title, we're going to kind of do somewhat of a self-helpy type of thing. However, I enjoy what the popular guru, angel investor, philosopher Naval Ravikant has to say around this idea of like who we surround ourselves with and finding, you know, what principles we have and also what principles we want to find in others and kind of understanding and kind of do a more evaluation and philosophical evaluation of what these kind of this checklist means for you personally on a subjective level. So we'll kind of get into that. So that's the goal of today. So the reason I got motivated to do this is because Naval, he's been in the top of the list for, you know, all those lists that are coming out this time of year, end of the year type stuff, naming each episode that have been like the best of the year. His episode on Joe Rogan's podcast, I don't know why I was struggling to say that. His episode on Joe Rogan's podcast has been on the top of like all of those charts. So I thought it would be really relevant to get into a few of his insights today. Not necessarily what he talked about on that podcast episode. You can go to get those insights. And I know probably many of my listeners might have listened to that episode already, but I want to kind of get into his insights and kind of make it personal for this show. So as we look to understand who we should surround ourselves with, you've probably encountered the phrase, you know, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with, right? But what principles should those five people hold? You know, what are you the average of? And I want to examine those questions today around that phrase, the five people you surround yourselves with, right? And the reason I want to do that is because a lot of times with that phrase, you get the idea of, you know, surround yourself with like five successful driven people. But who are those five successful driven people? What values do they hold? If they don't hold your values, you're surrounding yourself with people that don't care about you or care about your interest or care about your thoughts, right? So that's why I think it's important to combine these questions within that phrase. Because I do think that phrase, you know, basically surrounding yourself with people that motivate you is important for general kind of self-help ideas to go through with life. Because I think the five people we surround ourselves with and are happy to surround ourselves with depends on the person and depends on you individually. You know, I have my own version of that as well. So throughout life, we often hear a multitude of ideas about who we should and should not surround ourselves with. So what are some basic principles in choosing who to surround ourselves with? A simple sort of checklist to ask ourselves when we are evaluating our relationships. So I found some valuable principles to use in my everyday life when listening to Naval Ravikant, because he's successful in doing that, seemingly. And you can tell he's kind of a deep thinker and a philosophical thinker. So that's why I thought his kind of self-helpy insights would be valuable to bring into the fold on this podcast. So I found that his principles should apply. Although he applied them to kind of business partners, I found that they should apply to every relationship in your life. Because when I get into self-help stuff on this podcast, I don't want it to be like, you know, what do you do in the business world and your career world? No, what does it do for your life personally, no matter where you are in life? You don't need to be an entrepreneur. You don't need to be a business owner. You don't need to be any of that. You just need to be someone that's just trying to understand this game of life, right? And that's what I wanted to bring those principles into and mold it into for this show. So, like I said, they're good for all areas of life and building relationships in all areas. So Naval's principle checklist in finding and building those relationships are those with high intelligence, high energy, and integrity. And I want to explain the importance of hitting each one of these. And although I think these three words are important, these three words, especially with intelligence, energy and integrity are kind of not self-explanatory. I still want to explain what he means by those to kind of give his insights. But intelligence is one that is where you make this more personal to you. Like how, because the other two will help build that foundation of building relationships. But intelligence is the one that really helps make it personal, and it's very subjective to you. And that's the one you need to really reflect on to make it your own personal thing. And I want to explain the importance of hitting each three, like I said. So these are, I think, wonderful principles to follow when finding people to go into personal relationships with. But let's analyze why we should use it for all of our relationships. So the first one, intelligence. So we want someone around us that will challenge us, right? While also being helpful, and this requires a level of intelligence, right? So although intelligence can come in a variety of forms, depending on how you form your subjective understanding of intelligence, because like you try to examine what intelligence means and you probably think, oh, you know, it's a smart person. Okay, but a smart person is also very dependent upon how you view that. So my point is everyone is intelligent in different areas of life. And you need to find those forms of intelligence you value. What areas of life are people experts in that you value and that you want to surround yourself with? Are they good in the business world? Are they good at art? Are they good at video making? Are they good at, maybe they just have a good family life. They've really mastered having a good family. Or maybe it's just they're really good at having fun. They go through life looking for having experiences that they enjoy, and they're just going about enjoying life. They know how to do that. They understand what they want out of life. That's a form of intelligence. All of these different things is for you to evaluate what you want to surround yourself with in people, and then surround yourself with those people that spew out those values, right? So a method for determining intelligence I find helpful is finding those who have what I like to call, not what I like to call, this is a very common phrase, but you always hear this phrase, wisdom beyond their years. So for me, to earn this phrase where I make it personal to me of what that phrase means, because a lot of times when people hear wisdom beyond their years, what do you think of? A lot of times you probably think of some like old dude sitting in a rocking chair who has lots of life experience for sure, but you just think it's a necessary condition that they be of old age. There's a lot of people with wisdom out there that don't have that old age marker. They've been through a lot in life. They understand a lot in life. They have valuable insights in life because, which is I'll kind of explain this concept. I'm getting ahead of myself. So the point is, they have intelligence that have like real world experience, and this can come in the form of failures, successes, or simply having lessons from the many battles life throws at us. A person with wisdom can help you find a new perspective while providing a valuable life lesson in the process. And maybe more personal to me, this is where I'll try to help explain this wisdom beyond their years concept. More personal is as I find wisdom in those that have pursued, for example, altered states of consciousness, something that has brought the mental walls down around them, something that doesn't give you a choice to examine yourself. It forces you to examine yourself. It forces you to look in the mirror and examine the layers, the strings, the stories, all of those walls that you build around your ego and yourself. It just forces you to bring them down and reflect them on them. It brings them down and then puts them in the palm of your hand and then forces that palm of your hand right in front of your face. That gives you wisdom, but it's liberating wisdom. And that's what I like to see in other people, right? And when you meet people that have gone through that journey or gone through the mental ringer, you feel the energy. Not to sound too wokey there, but a feeling that it's safe to bounce ideas off of them because they have been through those mental challenges of their mind. It's like you can more easily bond with them and go from kind of knowing the public version of them or what they created as their public image into being with their more private version of themselves mentally, if that makes sense. And you can more easily do that when someone has had their walls around their story shattered, and then they are forced to rebuild from it being shattered, from this new understanding they have after it's been shattered. So anyway, we'll leave most of that stuff for another day. So I also find intelligence in a person just with a broad range of knowledge. I think that's very useful. But this is where it becomes personal to you and your subjective understanding of intelligence. What do they have a broad range of knowledge of? Because when they have a broad range of knowledge that you find valuable, this indicates things in common with you while also makes for interesting discussions. But maybe the most fundamental part of my intelligence equation for me is just being open. A person who's curious, they want to learn. They're happy to break out of their comfort zone and willing to challenge their truth every single day. but the next one. So that's intelligence, where that's why I wanted to really focus on that one in this episode, because that one is the one that you make very unique to you. Now, energy integrity, which we'll get into energy now, that is where you kind of just need to have this understanding so that you have kind of like a safe foundation. So energy, another word I would say is motivation. Do they follow through with their goals and ideas with some velocity? You know, many intelligent people go through the motions of life. And I fall victim to this myself. This is why I need to remember this and surround myself with people with energy, because if I'm not around motivated people, I cease to be motivated. But those who guide their intelligence with some energy, motivation, and velocity are inspired by their why. Why do they act? They have a vision they are striving for, and they're reminding themselves every day of that vision. And why is important to surround yourself with energetic, and why is it important to surround yourself with energetic people? Because you can't help but feel that energy. It spews, it bleeds off of them. That motivation spreads. It pushes you to act towards the goals, the visions, and the life you desire for yourself. So those working hard to their journey toward their vision, they drive you to do the same towards yours. And then the other foundational pillar here is integrity. And I think Naval sums this one up best. Integrity is what someone does despite what they say they do. So for Naval and me, integrity might be the foundation that holds up the other two principles, honestly, because energy is a really useful one because you want people motivated, but integrity is the one that knows or that indicates to you if they are going to be interested in your well-being. Because as without integrity, you have a smart person who's driven while being willing to stab you in the back. So one way I view this is if you surround ourselves with people that lack integrity, they will use you to meet their ends, and that's it, right? Those lacking integrity are looking to take and never give. So although you might learn a few things from them on the intelligence side and what you value there and some skills there, they're never going to help promote you or help you personally on a personal level, or kind of help guide you and how to help guide you in forming your relationships elsewhere, right? So it's about finding those with integrity, is about reading the signals they provide us. How do they treat the people around them? What do they say about the people they call their friends? Do they praise others' accomplishments or spew envy? Do they volunteer? These are just a few questions to ask ourselves, as determining if someone has or lacks integrity can take time. It's not always openly demonstrated. So ask yourself those questions around integrity for a person. Then ask yourself, would you call that person ethical, kind, and generous? And you can use different words there if you don't like the three I just used. But I like to use this word very sparingly, but trust your intuition there. Because the reason why integrity is also important is integrity is another thing that bleeds into you. When you surround yourself, those values that they hold, it starts coming into you. It's their energy starts coming into you, right? So like I said, if you think a person is vindictive, angry, envious, and constantly jealous, it's only a matter of time before not only do they direct those thoughts towards you, but you begin internalizing those thoughts. And that's kind of my mindset there. Anyway, I know this episode was kind of on the self-help side of things, and I do get into those occasionally because it's stuff that I found helpful personally in my life. So I thought maybe my listeners would find it helpful as well. But yeah, and there also came from a guy that's very a deep philosophical thinker in Naval Ravikant. So I really recommend you everyone check him out. But I found these ideas helpful in evaluating the decisions I make in my life. So I hope you find them helpful in yours and evaluating yours. But until next time, when we get into, what did I have planned? I'm almost done with some of the nihilism stuff, but I'm also working on the difference between spirituality and religion episode. So I'm hoping to have that done somewhat soon, so that one of those should be the next episode. But if you've been listening for a while, you know that it could be something completely different, because I kind of just go where my mind wanders. But as always, thank you for support. Thank you for listening. And peace.